From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your Chock Top and popcorn, sit back and relax. And don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, hello. Let's talk movies as we head towards the weekend. Another episode of Talking Flicks. JT here. Mr. Lee, he's decided to pop in as well. Hello, Mr. Lee. Looking great today.
Hello, Jay. Oh, I'm so pleased I've joined you today. I actually had second thoughts about it today.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
You know what? It could just be it could be the JT show only.
Well, at least I turn up, Mr. Lee. I mean, as I said, you can I can just see your commitment from the get-go here. And I might add, I mean, you came in with about 50 seconds before we just played the opener there, and that's...
I know. I'm sorry. I was running to get here. I'm so sorry about that. And I know you were texting saying, where the hell are you?
I was nervous.
I should say. I was nervous. And that's why I'm going, I'm getting there. I'll be there.
Yeah.
I've never been that close.
Yeah. Well, there's been a few times on live radio where you were cutting it fine, but
that's true.
Yeah.
Just walk in, sit down, and start talking. Yeah, that's just part of it, eh?
You never missed a show, and then finally we do a podcast, and you never turn up. So you've only had a couple of episodes off, obviously. We don't talk about those because you've been here for more than you've been away. So that's good. How's your week been, Miss Lee? You're happy. You're good.
I am. I've had a really good week. It's been a fun week. It's been very busy, actually, with different things happening that we're getting ready for, which I've got some big announcements, not this podcast, but I will say in a few weeks. I've got a massive, massive announcement, but I can't say anything yet about it. So
what is it? Come on.
There's a good teaser.
Come on, what is it?
No, can't tell you.
I'll get it out of you before the end of the podcast. I'll work on it. And you know, this is it. Had you come in earlier, you would have told me what it is. So
yes, and maybe there's a method in my madness.
I'm sure there is. There's lots of madness, that's for sure. Well, we're going to be talking about Saw 11 this week. Also, what's next for Ralph Macchio? That's coming from you in
Wax on, wax off.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
of course,
remember wax on, wax off?
I love that. Yeah.
Karate Kid. Yeah. Oh, it was a great show.
And which movie was it where you had to do jacket on, jacket off? Was that the last one? I think it was. You had to do it with the jacket. There was no waxing jacket this time. So we'll do some movie news. We've got some top fives. And also, Mr. Lee, a new game, our new game, Fast Flicks. It has arrived at Talking Flicks.
Oh, how good is that? I can't wait to play that.
Yes, we're going to play that a bit later on. We'll tell you how you can get involved and win a month's worth of movies up for grabs on Mr. Lee's credit card. So lots coming up on Talking Flicks. Let's get straight to it.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you. Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
The first movie we're going to talk about is A Working Man. Now, this is a new action thriller, and it is actually from Sylvester Stallone. He wrote this movie and the character. He has got Jason Statham in the movie. He's a brilliant actor. Like, I really like action movies with Jason Statham in it. The director is David Ayer, who, remember The Beekeeper?
Yeah, another Jason Statham movie.
Oh, yeah, he was great. And they're actually doing a Beekeeper 2 now as well. So there you go. I know you're excited because you love the first one.
I don't know why I'm laughing, but...
I don't know.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, let's go listen to the trailer.
So listen, today's going to be hard. Let's all go home with the same amount of fingers that we came with.
Let's
get it. When my wife passed and I left the Royal Marines, a lot of people would have given up on me. You gave me a job. You were patient with me. You, Carla, Jenny, you're my family.
Excuse me.
It's not your business.
I'm good, boss.
Was that some military shit?
Hey, you didn't see anything.
Just get my back if I ever need it.
Jenny's missing.
She went out with her friends on Friday.
The police don't have the resources to work these cases. They take a report and forget about it.
Please, find our daughter.
a girl.
You a cop?
You wish I was a cop.
Yo, these guys are next level.
Look at those Brits. You ain't a cop. You're a working man.
That's right. Let's play.
This isn't just some kidnapping. This is human trafficking. Remember Gunny?
Your blind war buddy that doesn't know he's blind?
That's the one.
If you shot a foot to the left, I'll be dead.
I want to be dead, you'll be dead. I will be your weapon sommelier for this evening. This is the real beast here, M14. Pulled direct from Saddam's palace. Then I added a Bluetooth scope.
Where is she?
There's a special place, high rollers only. They can do anything as long as they pay.
Gangs, the mob, corrupt government officials, they're all involved in human trafficking. You're in the payroll too.
You killed your way into this. You're gonna have to kill your way out of it.
Food as much.
All of this is for a girl.
I'm not stopping until I bring her home.
That's for slapping that woman.
That woman was my wife.
That's for slapping your wife.
Who are you? What are you?
Yeah, Jason Statham, he gets the job done, Mr. Lee, in A Working Man.
It certainly does. And you know what? If I had to get someone to track down my kids or something, he would be the guy I'd call.
Oh, he's
because I reckon he'd be scary.
Yeah, yeah. So he really kicks butt in this one. So that is A Working Man, and that is out now. A bit of a change of pace, Mr. Lee. Oh, Canada. This is a new one with Richard Gere.
Yeah, and this is all about a Canadian-American who is a documentary, and it is a story about how around about 60,000 Americans who fled America when they were called up to serve to go to Vietnam. This guy now is in his late 70s, and this is his final interview to actually say the reasons why he did what he did. Let's take a listen.
I forget why I agreed to do this. Tell me why I agreed to do this.
This documentary will record your progress from your arrival in Canada as a draft refugee through your career as a filmmaker.
Where's my wife?
I'm here, Leo.
I want to tell everything, for the record.
I know most of the stuff anyway.
They don't know any of it.
Okay, let's begin. Lights, please.
Leonard Fife. December 22, 2023.
The story begins the night of March 30th, 1968, Richmond, Virginia. Through my
wind. I can hear him.
You're her. She'll be a girl. Out the wind.
Ben tells me you're going north tomorrow. Out the
light. I was on my way to decide my future. I never returned to Virginia. Yes and oh. I met Amy in a bar in St. Petersburg. Then I met Amanda. Side to show. By the time I was 22. Up among this empty hand. I'd already been married, fathered a child, gotten divorced. My head ruined my life.
I'm waiting for everything to just kind of fall into place.
Mixing things together. Memories, films, fantasies, other people's stories.
You're talking about me like I'm not in the room. I can hear you. Come on, let's just keep going. Can we do that?
You're confused.
Stay away from me. Laying soft
around your feet. You were a hero.
You stood against war. As you turn
to ask. Stop. That's enough. Stop this now. Is it long, my
love, until we rest? When you have no future. All you have left is your past.
So how good does that sound?
It does.
That sounded really good, didn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I'm quite impressed.
I wasn't sure what to expect before watching the trailer, but I think it's something. It really draws you to the movie, doesn't it? Like it's just you get sucked in.
It certainly does. Now it is based from a novel called Foregone by Russell Banks. We haven't seen Richard Gere in anything for a little while. So him and Uma Thurman together with Jacob Elordi. So yeah, I think it'll be quite an interesting moving story of the reasons why, because you know there was a lot of people, 60,000 people who fled America because of you know not wanting to go to war with Vietnam.
What a story.
So true. Now the other one that opened up, now this is like you probably weren't born when this originally opened 40 odd years ago nearly. It's Love of an Icon, The Legend of Crocodile Dundee, and this is actually directed and written by Delveen Delaney and Victoria Baldock. Delveen Delaney was Strop's wife, and it is the story of how they got to get Crocodile Dundee up. There's people in it, Paul Hogan, of course, Delveen's in it, Linda Kozlowski's in it, John Mellon, of course, because he was such a big part of it. But it is the story of all the things they had to do and how they tried to get money. People wouldn't back them. A lot of studios wouldn't even play the movie. They wouldn't take it on. And how Delveen and John actually tried to get it out there. And then it is one of the biggest all-time movies. Now, moving on, we've got a one that I'm sure you're looking forward to, JT, because I'm sure you watched Looney Tunes when you were little.
Indefatigable. Daffy Duck, right? That was it. He's so good, Daffy. I love Daffy. He's one of my favorites. Yeah.
And I love Porky Pig as well. Like, they were just great characters, weren't they?
They
were so good. Well, this one's Looney Tunes, The Day the Earth Blew Up. And it is an animated family film. This is going to bring back so many memories for all us adults when we were kids. I remember watching Looney Tunes cartoons every weekend, you know. It was just part of history, isn't it? Like It was a long time ago, wasn't it, Mr. Lee?
Just thinking about how much hair you had back then.
That one's out now, so make sure you go and see it and take your kids to watch it as well, because I think they will love it.
They certainly will. And I reckon they'll also love Dogman too. Now, this one is out next week, but you guys are actually doing advanced screenings this weekend.
Yes. So if you want to see it before it actually does officially open, come this weekend. It's got the voices of Peter Hastings, Peter Davison, Isla Fisher, and it's all about a faithful police dog and his human police officer and what they get up to. So I think it was number one in America for how many weeks? Was it 2 weeks?
It was a long time there, yeah. And
yeah.
We've been waiting and waiting for it. And you know what? Just in time for school holidays, upcoming school holidays as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is great. So perfect. Perfect. But we'll listen to the trailer next week for that one. So when it officially opens.
Look forward to that. Mr. Lee, let's take a look at what is showing this week at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5.
Yeah, we've got Black Bag, Bridget Jones Mad About the Boy, Captain America Brave New World, Disney Snow White, Locked, Mikey 17, Moana 2, September 5, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, Spit, Widow Click, and we've got special screenings this week of some Bollywood movies. We've got L2 El Puran. I'm really sorry if I'm pronouncing these incorrectly. Saikarda and Vera Dihara Saru Part 2.
Oh my God, the Indians are not happy with you, Miss. I can just hear him now.
I'm so sorry.
If you really want to know what they're called, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au, and then you can get the proper spelling of them and whatnot. Yes.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard.
Top 5. Did I save your bacon there, Mr. Lee? Because you were, I didn't know where you were going there. That was, you had buried yourself.
I know.
Let's hope that those so bad. Are those movies back next week, because
I hope not. I've got a week to practice.
Get to watch you squirm. Let's do some top fives. Let's see what films are hot and what's not around the world at the moment as we go to the box office in Hong Kong, Mr. Lee. It's our top three.
Yeah, top three for Hong Kong. We've got number three, A Complete Unknown. Number two is Captain America Brave New World. And number one for Hong Kong Disney Snow White.
Did I predict that we're going to see this popping up in the number ones? But I'm pretty sure I did.
You did, and I agreed with you as well, if you may remember.
unfortunately you did. But there's no bet here, though. Top five for the USA goes like this. Number five is Mickey 17. Number four, Novocaine No Pain. Number three is Captain America Brave New World. Number two, Black Bag, which is what Mr. Lee raved about last week, with Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett. And number one... number one for the US, Disney Snow White.
Wow.
Two. Can it go three? I reckon it can.
Let's have a look. So top five for Australia. Number five is Captain America, Brave New World. Number four is Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy. Number three is Black Bag. Number two is Mickey 17. And number one for Australia, Disney Snow White.
Yes, it is. One, two, and three. It had to be, didn't it? It just had to be.
It did.
Yeah.
It did.
Well done. And as we caught up with Chloe, our Talking Flickster, on Wednesday, so you can go back and listen to that awesome episode of Disney Snow White and her seven companions, and great to see it number one in our top five for Oz. Let's get into some movie news for this week. Miss Lee, we did speak at the top of the podcast about Saw 11. What's happening with this here?
Yeah, well, last week you may remember that we were talking about it and saying it's been stalled and we didn't know what Lionsgate was going to do. Well, they have now confirmed it's been removed from the actual calendar. And really? That's very sad. Yeah. Very sad.
Bloody hell.
So how far into
we're talking scripting, we're talking production here. How far into it? Or just an idea at this stage?
Yeah, it was basically an idea, and they did do one draft, and they sent it in and hadn't heard anything back, and that's why I think they knew something was happening. So, but good news out of it, Strangers Chapter 2 is actually taking its time slot. So,
I won't complain. Yeah. I need to see this movie, Mr. Lee. I need to see it.
Yeah.
Because the way Strangers 1 ends, and it's like... There's a part two, and I want to see more. So okay, later this year, Strangers chapter two will be out. So
looking forward to that one. So at least we've got a backup. Like that's a good thing. So I know a lot of people will be happy about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so true. Now you also mentioned something about wax on, wax off, coat on, coat off. Ralph from Karate Kid. Well, he has been in the Karate Kid that's been playing on a streaming service, but he's actually in discussions with potentially playing in My Cousin Vinny sequel. And this is the one that Joe Pesci.
Pesci. Joe Pesci, from Home Alone and Harry. Oh, yeah, such a great Baby's Day Out and such a great actor.
Lethal Weapon.
Yeah,
he was in a lot. Yeah. Well, he retired back in 1999. Can you believe it was that long ago he retired? But he's actually saying that he may be in this one as a cameo, but he's only going to probably do it via FaceTime.
Wow. That's, I wonder how much he gets
paid. That's really bringing it in.
And how much is he getting paid to be on FaceTime? I can guarantee you a lot of money. That would be my guess.
Correct.
Well, look forward to hearing more on that. Let's go around the screens and see what's happening at the Odeon 5 and Forum 6 cinemas.
Yeah, look, we've got April 13 in all our three sites. We've got Andre's next one concert. It's Andre Rieu's 75th birthday celebration, The Dream Continues, and tickets are on sale now in all cinemas for that one. Plus, next week we've got Minecraft movie opening up, and Tamworth, we're actually doing an adults-only session on Thursday night. So next Thursday night, adults only.
Jack Black, he plays the character perfectly in this movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Every time I hear Jack Black in this movie, I'm like, wow, he suits it down to the ground. So I can't wait to see how he portrays the character. But yeah, looking forward to a Minecraft movie. That is opening next week. Also, Dogman will officially be out as well. Don't forget advanced screenings this weekend. And we mentioned before in our top fives in the US, Novocaine No Pain. That's doing quite well with Jack Quaid. And that's heading our way as of next week.
Yeah, and I have to say, this actually looks really good. I think it's going to get bigger as the weeks go on for this movie. I think it's a movie you just go in, watch for what it is, because it is an action comedy thriller. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to watching that one.
All right, well, our talk of Flixster for this week, it was the wonderful Chloe, as we mentioned. She did a review on Disney Snow White. You can go back and have a listen to that and get yourself ready to go and see it this weekend. Take the kids along because they will love seeing a 2025 adaptation to the old 1937 classic. But next week, Mr. Lee, we're turning things up with Jason Statham, A Working Man, and Zane is going along to see that.
The quickest way to win free movies for a month. It's time to play Fast Flicks.
Yes, it is. How good is that, Mr. Lee? Free movies for a month. I feel excited about this because I kind of feel like I'm cleaning you out a bit more as each day goes by.
Yeah, and my credit card just gets bigger and bigger each month.
Not just one movie now, so you get to see movies for a month. That is really good. So,
correct.
Now, if you want to play the game at any time, you can head online to forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Make sure you fill out your details, and we could be in touch for you to play. This week, taking it on, it's our very first challenger for Fast Flicks, Mr. Lee, the lovely Chloe. Hello, Chloe.
Hey, guys.
Welcome back. Geez, I feel like
I don't leave. Really,
no, you're always hanging around Talking Flicks HQ. Good to see you.
You're like a bad smell, Chloe. That's so nice of you.
Well, welcome to our new game. You excited to play?
Yeah, I am. I'm nervous and I'm feeling honoured that I'm the first one. So I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, though.
Well, the question is, are you the kind of person, we're at a trivia night, are you the person that everyone turns to and goes, Chloe, movie answer, please, come on.
Yes, and I get very aggressive.
It's
a very competitive situation, okay, guys? We smash the Joe Maguire's trivia every time.
Well, we'll see how you go today. This is how it works. 5 questions, 30 seconds. Get them all right. You score yourself a month's worth of movies, and Mr. Lee will have to get his credit card out. So I hope that you take it out.
I like fun stuff. That's going to be great. so there's no passing, okay? Is that right?
No, you can pass. We can come back to it. But again, you've only got 30 seconds. Only 30 seconds. Yeah. So you've got to make it nice and quick.
Yeah, I'm sweating.
Yeah. All right, let's do some stretches. Let's get you ready to go. And the good thing is, too, we have 4 categories, and you get to lock one in, and each time we knock a category off. So the good thing is, you being first up, you've got 4 categories to choose from, and they are, Mr. Lee.
They are Tom Cruise, Marvel movies, musical, or famous movie lines.
Famous movie lines, I feel like.
Oh. All right, let's lock in famous movie lines. All right, well, 30 seconds coming up for you. Are you ready to go, Chloe?
Yep.
Question 1. Why so serious?
Batman.
Question 2. The stuff that dreams are made of.
The Maltese Falcon.
Question 3. I see dead people.
Sixth Sense.
Question 4. I want to play a game.
Oh,
there we go. Time's up.
Oh.
Mr. Lee, how did we go?
Well, unfortunately, we didn't get the movie passes. Sorry, Chloe. So let's start with question 1. Why so serious? It was actually just The Dark Knight.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah, from 2008. Question two, the stuff that dreams are made of, the Maltese Falcon, well done, 1941.
Oh, well done, Chloe. Oh, even I wouldn't have got that. That was very good.
And you know what? I thought that one I wouldn't have got either. Question three, I See Dead People. You got that, The Sixth Sense from 1999. And question four, I Want to Play a Game. It was from Saw in 2004.
Yeah. I would have got that one. But
do you want to know what the last question was? Yeah. You might be able to get it. You had me at hello.
Oh, When Harry Met Sally. No, is that When Harry Met Sally? You had me at hello.
It's Tom Cruise, isn't it?
Notting Hill.
Yeah, it's Tom Cruise. It's Jerry Maguire.
Yes.
Jerry Maguire.
From 1996. So, yeah, so sorry, Chloe, but you did really well.
Well done,
so
Chloe.
That's awesome.
Well done. It's bloody awesome.
For the first go.
30 seconds is annoying.
Well, we'll have to get you back on to play again soon.
I know.
Yeah, Jesus, it's a tough one, Mr. Lee. But you know what?
Oh, it was.
Yep. Chloe had a good crack. And, make sure that you go and register via the websites and get involved next week.
Yeah, exactly, because how easy, if you know trivia and you know trivia about movies, this is the best way to win movie tickets to watch for the month.
Yeah, so many great movies coming up too, so you can lock in some great movies to go and see. All you got to do is get through the five questions, take it on, and bragging rights too, because we do put your photo up on our wall of fame here in Talking Flicks HQ, so bragging rights. Be the first person to take out Fast Flicks. Make sure you register.
That sounds like something that you want to do, isn't it, straight away? Just to be able to say, I did it.
Yeah, you know what?
I broke them.
That's right. And you know, if you really want to know what victory feels like, just win the Oscars challenge. That's the way to do it. Well, Mr. Lee, that brings us to the end of today's episode. Before we go, the weekend, got much on? I'll play some happy music. Hold on, please do.
I need happy music.
Yeah. Hold on, I'll play some happy music. Hold on, I'll load it up for you. There you go.
I'm off to see A Working Man. I really want to see it this weekend, so I'm off to see it over the weekend. That's my biggest thing for the weekend.
Well done, Mr. Lee. That'd be good.
Yeah. How about yourself? What are you up to?
I've got to be honest. I'm cleaning the car this weekend. I've got to clean the car because I just keep. Do you eat in the car? I'm a bad eater in the car, and the amount of fries and sausage roll I've dropped down the side of the chair, I've got to get underneath it. I've got to clean it. I've got to detail it. Yeah.
You know what you need to? You need to get some little garbage bags and put in the front seat. This is what I do.
I agree, yes.
And as soon as I have rubbish, and I throw it straight in, so I don't have rubbish. But I understand with crumbs. Crumbs is a bit harder to do.
I did buy one of those little bins off Temu that I'm going to put in, so I'll get that put in. I'm going for a massage too. Hot Rocks this weekend, so yeah.
Oh, that'll be interesting. I'll be interested to find out what you think.
Yeah, so I'm going to get to that. And while I do that, it's a bit of a problem, though. I need my back waxed. Do you want to do it, Mr. Lee? Have you got much on?
I'm really busy now. I'm really not. I've got so much on.
We'll catch you on Wednesday. Don't lie.
Bye.
More Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode, anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.